Okay, the next parak in Tehillim is Tehillim Parak Pei Zayin 87, and we are continuing with Livnei Korach Mizmar Shir. Livnei Korach Mizmar Shir. This parak, the Das Mikra points out that this parak is a little tricky to know who's talking, and it doesn't flow like some other prakim where there's a bakasha or a hoda'ah. It could be that each of these psukim are said meant as a separate statement. It's about Yerushalayim. It's about Tzion. Maybe this is songs about there's nothing like Tzion, Yerushalayim is the home of the Jewish people. That seems to be a center, central theme, but how the psukim go one after the other is a little trickier. The Batas Mikra says, Hamizmar katsar v'satum v'av diburav tsarim b'nirim ka'omdim dibur dibur b'fnei atzmo. Maybe it's, each of the psukim were said, you know, responsively by those who came up to Yerushalayim. But the Mizmar has a pasuk that discusses that really this is the anchor of all of Am Yisrael, and all of Am Yisrael could call this city home, and that's the number of the names of Yerushalayim are mentioned here, as we had a parak earlier in the Yom for Thursday, a number of the names of the 70 names they say of Yerushalayim. So we have Livnei Korach Mizmar Shir, Yesudaso Baharei Kodesh. The foundations are Harei Kodesh. You could say the foundation of Yerushalayim is Baharei Kodesh. The Radak says, Zeh Mizmar al Shevach Tzion. V'chibru David v'nasul v'nei Korach l'shorer. Either David wrote it, they gave it to the B'nei Korach, or chibru osohim atzmam, or they wrote it, and Yisudaso, Yisodot HaShir, Baharei Kodesh, Em Yerushalayim v'Tzion. The Yisod, the foundation of the Shir, of the song, is about Yerushalayim, the mountains of holiness, Baharei Kodesh. Harei is not just, others say that it means not just that the song's foundation is about Harei Kodesh, the mountains, which, by the way, there are numerous mountains. What are the mountains? Har HaMoriah, Har Tzion, Har HaZesim. The Radak mentioned the mountain range that Yerushalayim has it, but it could be the foundations of Yerushalayim are holiness of Harei Kodesh. Not just the song has foundations of holiness, but the mountains, as we know, the Yerushalayim is the center of Am Yisrael, the spiritual center, the heart of Am Yisrael. You know, there's Yerushalayim itself has different elements to it. The on the one hand, Yerushalayim is the capital city. We know David HaMelech left Hebron after 7 years and goes to Yerushalayim for 33 plus years. The Gemara talks about how that could be, it's 40 altogether, and then it's 7 and 33 and a half. What happened to that? It's half a year. But either way, it's the capital city, halachically. We know the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Sadi Zion has an Agadita, but it says the coin of Yerushalayim is David and Shlomo on one side and Yerushalayim on the other side. It's halachically the capital city. The Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, that the full binyan of Yerushalayim is only when there's Malchus Beis David. When there's Malchus Beis David, that's when we have full binyan Yerushalayim. The Rambam writes that in Hilchos Brachas. The Kol Mishalo Amar Malchus Beis David beBracha. So if you don't mention Malchus Beis David in the bracha, in benching of Yerushalayim, Lo Yotzi Dechovaso. You're not Yotzi. Mebnei Shehi Keinyan HaBracha. She'ein Nechama Gemura Ela B'Chazaras Malchus Beis David. Yerushalayim is not considered rebuilt unless it's the capital city with the monarch, with David HaMelech there, right? That's even Kiryas Melech Rav. We had earlier in Perek Mem Ches, Kiryas Melech Rav. It's the city of the great king. Who is the great king? So it might be Hashem or it might be David, right? The Radak there says it's about David. So on the one hand, it is the capital city, but it is also, as we know, the spiritual center of Am Yisrael. It's an expansion, one might even say, of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, in a few places in the Pirush Mishnayos, where the Mishnah discusses the difference between Mikdash and Gvulin, right, for the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, when you blow shofar, but Mikdash lo b'Gvulin, the Rambam says Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim is called Mikdash. What do you mean? Rashi says no. Rashi says Mikdash means Mikdash, and Gvulin includes outside of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. But the Rambam says, no, it's an expanded, Yerushalayim seems to be an expanded Kedushas HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik writes that if you find the same phrase, Lifnei Hashem, as referring to the Azara, as referring to, you have to shech the Karbanos Lifnei Hashem, as referring to the Harabayas, Bachatzotos are called Shofar, Hari Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, and all of Yerushalayim. the Yid Meister Sheni and Kashi Kalim in Yerushalayim. It's all the same phrase of Lifnei Hashem, because that's it's all different gradations of the Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Mikdash, the root of that, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, is the Shechina. The Shechina in the Makam HaMikdash, and that the Yerushalayim is an expansion of that, and that reflects that it's all one expanded level. So that's what the Gemara says. The Pasuk is Yisut Aso Bahari Kodesh Yerushalayim, is the basis of Yerushalayim is a Kedusha. Oev Hashem, again, we can talk more about Yerushalayim, but let's continue for a little bit. Oev Hashem, Sha'arei Tzion, Hashem loves the gates of Tzion, Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. So the Pasha of Shadis means more than all the other places of Yaakov, more than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Oev Hashem, Sha'arei Tzion. Is there a certain level of Kedusha? So there definitely seems to be some level of Kedusha that exists in Yerushalayim and not in the other cities. There are halachas, right? Kedusha is always based, reflected in halacha. So you could eat, like we said, you could eat certain things in Yerushalayim that you can't eat anywhere else. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a line in Parshas Va'eschanan where he talks about, even separate from the mitzvahs, just to be in Yerushalayim, it's more kedusha. Gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yosem yibishar Eretz Yisrael. Af deleka mitzvahs hatluyos b'Yerushalayim levada mitzvahs deboi choma. Shekal adam kishyesh lo mechuyav lavo. Nimsa she'etzem hadira eno mevi yaser mitzvahs. Rach b'shul ha'kedusha hi ha'mitzvah. Right now, Rav Moshe says, just to be there in Yerushalayim is something special. So it says here, so that's the Pashup Shad. Hashem loves the Sha'ari, the gates of Tzion, which is Yerushalayim, Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. But the Gemara darshins in Maseches Brachos on Daf Ches, that maybe Sha'arei Tzion is a reference to something else. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, Mai Dechsev, Ohev Hashem Sha'arei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, Ohev Hashem Sha'arim Hametsuyanim Bahalacha. The gates that are marked with Halacha, Hashem loves those more than, what are Mishkanos Yaakov? Bate Knasios Ubate Midrashos. From the time of the Churban, Hashem's Dalet Amos is only Halacha. Only Halacha. What was this emphasizing? What's the contrast? Sha'ar Mitzion B'Halacha are greater than the Shuls and the Bate Medrash. So what are the Sha'ar Mitzion B'Halacha? So if you look in the Nitziv says areas and Bate Medrash that they learn Halacha, that they're Mechadesh Halacha. Right, the Asuke Shmaitz Alibet Hilchasa, the Nesiv says there in the Rome Sada, Nira, the Sharm Sinab Halacha, Ainusha Oskim, Umachadshim Bahalacha, Mashainkin, other type of learning. This Gemara is saying Hashem loves when people are Osik and Halacha to know what to do. Oev Hashem Sha'arei Tzion, Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. Nichbados Medubar Bach. Honor is spoken about you. Ir Ha'elokim Sela, it's the city of God. Yer ha'elokim, but nichbados. What is nichbados? The Radak says, Sha'at me'ula al kol ha'aretzos b'har b'dvarim. Ki ha'yishuv nechlak l'shiva chalakim. The whole world, he says, is split into seven parts. I don't know exactly which parts he's talking about. U'b'chelek ha'emtza'i hu Yerushalayim. V'hi be'emsa ha'yishuv. Where Yerushalayim is the middle of the world. Emsa ha'yishuv. V'cheinu omer in Yechezkel, Yoshvi al tabur ha'aretz. L'fichach avira tov u'mimuzag. It has great air. Mikol ha'avirim l'briyas haguf. Ulachachma. Interesting. Brias haguf ulachachma. Physical and spiritual. Right, that's the Radak. Relating to that is that it's the Tabur Haaretz. The Sefer Chinuch discusses that in the mitzvah of Va'asuli Mikdash. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that spot to build the Beis HaMikdash, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Alchein Tzivanu Likvo Makom. Shehei Tahor V'Naki B'Tachlas Anakiyas. We have one spot to be inspired from. Right, to build a place where we could go for inspiration. To purify our thoughts and to fix our hearts. Hashem chose that spot. Maybe it's the middle of the world, like the Radak just said. And it's, the middle is always the best. Hashem knows of any other reasons why that spot. Right. The Medrash says that Hashem created the world from that spot, Evan Hashasia, that was the creation spot, but that's Nichbados Medubar Bach. Great things that will say about you, Ir Ha'elokim Sela. Azkir, so now, who is talking? Is it the author talking now? contrasting Yerushalayim to all other places or countries, or it's Keilu Yerushalayim talking. Azkir Rahav, Ubavel, Rahav is Mitzrayim, Ubavel, Liyodai. I will mention those other countries to those that know me. Hine Peleshes, Vitzor Imkush. Right? All of these, there is our countries. Zeyulacham, right? There could be people saying that, oh, people, I'm from this country, I'm from that country. Ulit Zion Yamar. But regarding Zion, it's not only limited. Ish ve'ish yuladba. Ish ve'ish, man and man are born there. What do you mean, ish ve'ish yuladba? Every single Jew in the world could call Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael a little more widely home. Ish ve'ish yuladba v'chu yachonin neha elyon. That's what the Goran Ksubis on Daf Ayin Hey, the Gemara says there that if somebody lives in Sion or somebody dreams of living in Sion, they are both called Yuladba. Ulisiyon Yemer Ish Vish Yuladba Vahu Yukhana Elyon Amra Maisha Bar Braid Rav Shuben Levi Echra Noladba Vechana Mitsapalarosa. Whether one Ish Ish Double Lashon, whether one is born there or is Mitsape Lirosa, they're both considered connected to these to Tzion and even born in Tzion. They tell a story, two different versions of the different versions of the story. They quoted from the Rugged Sharver, they quoted the Psak from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, that in the days that the way the one version that they say B'shem the Rugged Sharver, that they say in the early days after World War I, the Turkish government gave a special law that if anybody is not a civilian, a native of Turkey, they have to leave, or if they're not a native of Eretz Yisrael, they have to leave. They have to leave. And the question was sent by Rav Citron, who was the son-in-law of the Rugged Sharver. Are you allowed to lie to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael? You're allowed to lie to say, no, I'm a native. Is that Sheker? So the Rugged Sharver said, of course it's not Sheker. It's for sure Mutter. Why? Because of this Gemara. If you're there, you're even better than Mitzapa Larosa. So that's not a lie, right? You are considered a native. And that's what all Jews are considered, natives and connected to the land of Israel and Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim specifically. Interesting, the next line of that Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Ayin Hey, after Echad Anol Bavech Mitzapa Larosa, Amar Abaya, V'chad Minayhu Adif Kitshrei Minan. Right, chad minayhu. What? Just read Rashi first. Ish echad anolad ba. Ish ishi seira kadarish. Echad anolad ba. Echad metzabal rosa. Yikarei mi baneha. Right, that any whether you're there or hope to be there, you could be called her children. V'yiviuhu etzla. V'yiviuhu etzla. And then Abaya says, v'chad minayhu. One of them, Abaya, who is in Bavel. One of the bnei Eretz Yisrael, adav kitrei minan, is better than two of us. Is better, Rashi says, pikchim v'charifim are sharper. One of them is better than two of us, and then Rava says, but when one of us goes to Eretz Yisrael, we're like two of them, right? So if somebody makes Aliyah, the Ritva says, avirat Eretz Yisrael is machkim, that's what the Ritva says on this Gemara, avirat Eretz Yisrael is machkim, and there's an interesting line of the Ben Yehoyada says, why is it dafka two? One of them is like two of us, and when we go there, we're like two. So says the Ben Yehoyada, Hade hechlet adavar lasoso b'mishkal kaful, chad betray, b'bnei sh'anu roin atab Eretz Yisrael, osin yantav echad. In Eretz Yisrael, they do one day of yantav. U'b'chutz la'aret shnei yamim tovim, 2 days. Why? B'bnei sh'al yedei kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because through the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, yesh b'em koach la'hashlom atikun b'yom echad. They could do all the tikunim, and everything they need to do, they could do in one day. Mashenkin b'chutz la'aretz beiz yamim. They need 2 days in chutz la'aretz to reach those levels. Nimsa le'inyan tikkun ha'tfilos v'ha'mitzvos shel Eretz Yisrael kfulim. Lachin gam le'inyan hasagas ha'torah heim kfulim. That's why they're also double there. Dechad minayu adif kitrei minan. That's the comment of the Ben Yehoyada on daf ayin hey. But the end of that piece, let's end of the pasuk now. So liyom ma'ish v'ish yulad b'v'chu yichonenei ha'elyon. And he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechonein, fixes and holds it up. V'hu yechonenei ha'elyon. Also interesting whether Yerushalayim, there's evidence in both sides of the issue, whether the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, on the one hand, has nothing to do with human input. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified the spot even before the world was created. He rested his presence. It's Oro Shel Olam. Adam was created from this spot. Right, the Yerushalayim Shalmal, Yerushalayim Shalmata, But there is an idea that man also, Hashem was v'hu yichon neha elyon, but we also help create the kedusha of this spot. Right, Rav Soloveitchik writes that Avraham and Yitzchak were the makadesh; they were makadshim, right, by the akeda. And the Rambam writes the makam hamizbeach. The akeda is the event that he mentions first, and then he goes back in history. Adam and Cain and Noach, there's something inherent. Avraham nasa shutaf behakdoshas harabayis. It's the language of Rav Soloveitchik. There's he was also makdishes, even though it says v'hu yechonenehal elyon, a man takes part in being makdishes too. Hashem yispor biktov amim. Hashem counts biktov amim. When he records the Pashup Shah, when he writes down all the nations, he remembers, you know, Zeyulan Shamsela. He knows who was born and who was connected to Yerushalayim. When Hashem has his whole list upstairs, he connects and he figures out who was connected to my holy city. Who was connected to my holy city? Again, another thought that said in the name of a number of Hasidic Rebbes, one version in the Biurei Hasidus here is from a Meir Pamishlaner. Yispar Biksov Amim. So he says that, you know, Jews, we write from right to left, and other nations write from left to right. The whole year, when we daven, right, we don't daven with such perfect kavana, with such great kavana. So, but Hashem gives us a mark. He gives us a mark. He gives us a zero. A zero, a zero, a zero, a zero. But you know what? At the end of the year, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, which you've counted for the end of the year, so a person is excited and focused, and they're able to affect in Shemayim, Hashem gives them a one, puts down a one for today. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to count and see how we did, Hu Sofer B'Ksov Amim, he goes like the nations do, meaning from left to right. So if you read from left to right, you have all these zeros and then a one. You go from left to right, you have 1 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion. So that's the tefillah of Erev Rosh Hashanah and the end of the year. That can be mala all the other tefillahs. All that does. That's Hashem Yispar B'Ksov Amim Zeyulad Sham Sela. One of the ways to one of the versions of that thought. Visharim kecholalim, and sharim, people sing as well as flute players. Again, this is the singing about the Yerushalayim. Kol mayanai bach, all of my thoughts, right? Mitzvah Sion, miloshon iyun machshava, all my thoughts are in you. So one might say this is talking about the author, David HaMelech, the Bnei Korach are saying to Yerushalayim, I'm always focused on you. I'm always thinking of you, because that is the spot that brings inspiration. The Sefer HaChinuch says at the end of Vayikra, I think one of the mitzvahs, maybe by Maaser Behemah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants at least somebody from the family that is in Yerushalayim periodically, so they could go back and then bring that inspiration that they have to the family. And that's the message, because Yerushalayim, as it said, Shin Samach. It's in Shin Samach, the mitzvah of Bechor, Maaser Behemah. Maaser Behemah. That a person, every once in a while, there should be a family member that gets inspired and then go back and inspire the family. If I could find a line, I'll find it. If not, that's what he says. Ein safek ki kol adam nimshach lifo diras makam shamon osham. He doesn't, people don't live there. Okay, I can't find it right now, but that's what I'm pretty sure he says, by Maaser Behemah, that people go home and then inspire, when they come back. Right? They go back, they're inspired by Yerushalayim, and then they go back. So the pasuk might mean, I'm always thinking about Yerushalayim because that's the place of inspiration. Rabbi Bachai understands this pasuk as Hashem talking, kol mayanai bach. All of my thoughts are in you, but this is only Yerushalayim, in Tzion, which is all of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Bachai says, quotes this pasuk in Parshas Ekev, where on the pasuk, Eretz Hashem al kecha torish osatamid, the land that Hashem always seeks out, derech hapshat, ishker hashkachaso ba'aretz ahi. Digger Hashgacha is in that spot, that land. Kibavadai kol haratzos hu darish. Hashem definitely worries about the whole world. Concerned. Ki avala inyan ki ikar adrish shav Hashgacha sham umisham ispashetesh l'sha haratzos. Hashem is mashgiach on Eretz Yisrael, and then it spreads out. Ki inyan halev ba'adam. Shehu nasun be'emtza haguf. Shehu ikar hachiyus. Umisham hachiyus mispashet l'sha revarim. Like the heart. the blood is pumped to all the other parts of the body. So Eretz Yisrael, that's l'ashgacha, and l'ashgacha is pumped to all the other areas of the world. Uba kasa l'amdinu, and that's what the pasuk is teaching me, and he's saying this is from the Ramban also in Parshas Achrayimos. She'ein Eretz Yisrael nesuna tachas memshalas ha'kochav ma'mazalos, k'shar ratzos. Eretz Yisrael is not under the other mazalos. Ve'einu nimseres l'drishas eloei mala, k'shar ha'aklimin. No other place or climates is put under the all of the others are put under some type of hashgacha, aval indirect hashgacha. Aval Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo bechvodo doresh ota tamid lo mana alea mishar kochos shoter moshel v'zeu she'amar David alav hashalom al Eretz Yisrael kol ma'yanai bach. This is what David HaMelech said about Eretz Yisrael. All of my focus is in you. That's what he's quoting this for. That's what, so to speak, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bi'uro ikir hashgacha si v'iyuni eino elabacha. Ki b'sham yispashet l'shar ha'olam. And from there it goes to the rest of the world. That's Rabbeinu Bachai in Ekev. That's the Ramban in Achremos. Kol Mayanei Bach. All Hashem focuses on directly is the land of Israel. Okay, we'll stop here.